Sovereign sema like with the way you use terms. Mm. So kuna time niliona kiambia nani at some point I had suicidal ideation. Damn, kizungu. Kwa kizungu
simjo mchetu.
Yes, yes. So yeah. Mental health struggles, at what point did you realize that, you know what, maybe I have a problem? Because I don't think it's something that anyone accepts. And for me, the reason why I'm saying this is before I sat here with Ecstatic.
Mm.
So sasa tubongejia Alliance High School. Nikisikia ukibongejia Alliance mkiwa na Jagero, I noticed that Starehe copied a lot of stuff from Alliance. Eh?
Right.
But let's get into it. Mm. First day Alliance, iliendaje? Like umetoka Magadi,
yeah? Yeah, sasa niko Nax, but the farmer has moved to Kisumu, niko boarding.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tulitoka Magadi, after Magadi. Mimi nasoma Nax, but family ilitoka Magadi, ikamove Kisumu juu, Masa alipata sijui job ingine Suba.
Oh, Masa alikuwa na chapo ma transfers.
Akapelekwa Suba. So, your time nimetoka Kisumu. Also, you know, the family is big. There's a lot of expectations. My bro is in Kampo. It's on like a parallel program. Naona tu ina stress hour say mbaya.
Okay.
To some point where it even like he had to take a pause from it.
Yes.
So then now tunaingia cash flow haiko. So tunashikanisha ni leo unaenda unatafuta box pale ni Jogo Road hapo karibu na city study. Chukua box hapo unashonesha sort. Tribal CNC.
Sijali. Funny enough, mwambiaga watu hapa, one of the things that I don't do ni ku apologize for easy mistakes.
For shrubbing.
The average African is trilingual.
But see, ata wazunye, when you wanaongea kaluga yu moja, badu wana shrub. But for me, it's just I'm a child.
Yes, I know.
I've been to check it. As much as, I think it's super cool. When I do it, I think it's really humorous.
Yes.
But yeah, so tunashikanisha tuizo vitu, nini. Then now you go in for admission. An admission used to happen in the upper field. And then now you're told this is the house you're going to be in. These are your bed sheets color. Because, kaya sisi, bed sheets are like pink. Wilberforce tulikuwa bed sheets are pink. Such a shame. Mi nilikuwa Wilberforce, nakumbuka kulikuwa na Livingstone Agri, Wilberforce, Grieve, Arthur, Francis, Smith, Selwood. Whatever, inaenda huko
inaisha Campbell. Like, yo chuenyu, every time I think about it, every time I learn something about it, I'm like, damn, Starehe copied that one.
Yeah.
Because PFC tulikuwa nazo, but now with us, the names were more African.
Yeah, too, I think ilikuwa
Jonjo.
Yes.
Gikubu.
Kweli.
Sajua, Ningala. So there were those names, alafu of course kulikuwa na inaitwa kitu kama Pat Show, so Patrick Show, the cop.
Yes.
Alafu like Gia Patrick Show kulikuwa na Geturo House. Then kulikuwa na Tomboya House. Kulikuwa na
yetu ilikuwa maybe those were principals, I think the houses were named after like those
foundation. The people who were this idea. So I think even with CC.
But I think I like that naming system you and you. Yeah, you know, radicalized my.
So ilikuwa, that was it. So the first day umefika, indo siku pia uli realize we are poor. It took some time.
Bro, new day. Kwa sababu unaka hivi, watu, and then najua huko watu walikuwa na iron nguo. And I think also, you know, when form ones are coming, you guys are supposed to show them that wamekuja wapi. So everyone has worn their best clothes. What was St. John's? Million out was St. John's, nikafikiria ni prefects. Umeva black, umeva jersey, nini. Unaona maskanga, umeva vitu zao. Scouts, umeva vitu zao, nini. Kulikutuna wasee, walikuwa na slightly different uniform. So nikona, short yangu kuna different shade or hue. Box yangu inaka kind of funny. Sisi atutaka mna gari.
Kwani? Short ilikuwa na different shade kwa nini?
Kwa sababu nilikuwa nimeshonesha.
Oh.
Sikuwa nimenunua yangu huko sijui shout outfitters and sijui nini. Also they felt like the school was selling it a bit too expensive. Kuna kubaliwa at least kawe ni form 1 unaweza get away with it. So
okay, ukibonga J, that different material still reminds me of Starehe. Starehe tukiingia, the short used to be a different material. It was blue but shiny.
Yes.
I think it was more nylon-y.
Yeah.
So ikuina inachipuka inakaa.
Right.
But then we came kuachukuliwa cotton.
Yeah.
Alafu around the same time pia, it's when hip hop was starting to spread in Kenya. So kutunabambika kusag shorts.
Yeah, mbaya sana.
Sag. stop sagging.
Yes.
So see, nyemu liko na stories za sagging.
Bro, sisi iliko na iva above the knee. Kwanza as a form one. Mm. As a rubble. Alafu unajua unaingia hapo.
Mm.
Bush was a different thing. Unajua, we start telling the stories from the positive, and then now you get to the soft underbelly because bush also has a very dark aspect to it. But you know, when you start with because you have to start with the positives, that's what I believe, man. If you look at it, the experience, if you look at the arc, there are people who had a very horrible experience and then people who had a very positive experience.
Yes.
But that's up to you how you decide to look at it. The first examination you do was not set by a teacher. It was set by the deputy school captain.
Okay.
Because ukiingia as a rabble, uvai, kama rubble uvai tie.
Yeah.
Hizo shule zingine ulikuwa unaingia unapata your complete uniform. Yeah. But when you get to bush, you don't wear a tie. The first exam you do is called a tie test. And the tie test was to ensure you have a full grasp of the school. So ulikuwa unapata your grace period ilikuwa maybe 3 days ama a week, I forget, where you are allowed to commit offenses. You could cross a loan because mko wa shamba, because eventually you are not allowed to cross loans. Even I really struggle with it. I can't walk on grass. Na tafutanga the longest route. That or sijui umepatikana ukipocket. You also were not pocketing. Unatembea tu hivi kimalamala, those kinds of things. And then, so if you committed the offense, it's your guardian who would do that.
Yeah.
But also, it's a guardian who wrote for you the tightest book.
Mm.
So that enabled you to know one, the school's history, the various places in the school, what the number of, because we used to have a gong, tulikuwa na bell. So it just, I got a ring for ukisikia 3 gongs unajua ni 2 gongs ni 13 gongs ni this society. So ulikuwa unakaa chini unasikia 2 3, then kuna hata emergency, you know, this is a state of emergency in the school.
Okay.
So knowing those kinds of things.
Mm.
So the first exam, unasikia hizo shule zingine watu wanafanya sijui nini. Sisi exam yetu ya kwanza imesetiwa na form 4. Mbaya. And the karaus were ruthless people.
Yeah, I always say they were assholes. But I'd love that sort of attitude they had at a national level, because it means they'd never forgive even for the smallest like mistake. So niko na feel like if Kenya was like that, tungekuwa
tu. Mimi niko na contrary opinion, na feel hiyo ndio kitu imetuweka kwa hii shida.
Because
kumbuka hiyo cabinet ya kwanza ilikuwa tu Busherians.
Oh yeah.
Hao kina Njonjo, kina Nani, kuna time fulani tu cabinet ilikuwa Alliance High School.
Okay.
And nikiangalia, I feel like that prefecture system would not have worked, doesn't work nationally, because you're so far removed from the people. You don't care. Your work is to ensure there's whatever your goal is.
Enforce the law.
Yes. And it's not even enforcing, it's lording over. Because you know, even like the people who are non-prefects are called commoners. And a lot of people suffered in the hands of prefects.
Yeah.
I got good experiences, but I also got really bad experiences in the hands of prefects.
But your prefects will not beat you up, because...
Brother... Just because people don't talk about it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
So they could corporal punishment.
Prefects at the Alliance High School?
Because, Buddha, there's a lot of stuff umesema where Starehe copied Alliance.
Yeah.
Calling freshers rabbles.
Yeah, rabbles. Yeah, marubli.
Yeah, maform one.
Yeah.
Kila chuko ni tamono, pasi kwenye tuwa rabble.
Rabble, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that your story of crossing the lawn, story of grace period,
yes,
all these are terms I had at Starehe.
Yes.
Grace period, rabble.
Yeah.
So he's wanted to make copy from me.
Yeah, yeah.
But Sisi, no captain, no prefect was allowed to beat you.
Yes.
No teacher was allowed. There was only one person who could hit you.
Nani Griffin.
Nani kwa ni Griffin.
That's a thing which I usually kind of envy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Griffin akiwa off,
ndiko
na Buddha flying kwa nituwa Gikubu.
Yes.
And Gikubu was now Africa.
Yeah.
So he knew 6 strokes were not enough.
Yes.
Ule likuwa na
vita. Na inge vita mbaya.
Yes, ya kwa na vita.
So Sisi, makarao walikuwa na free reign.
Yeah.
Cops, first of all, if you were to paint the picture, unajua na unangezi shule zingine likuwa na prefects on our, these are jokers.
Yeah.
First of all, it's a very, very rigorous prefect process for you to become a prefect.
Okay.
Unaanza kulift. Nyumu likuwa na kulift. Kulift ni yo time enye. All your, so kulikuwa na pitu, watu wakona ironed clothes na well-pressed clothes.
Oh, okay.
Kona nchua nguwe, kona wembe. Kwa hito it, wembe. Hivi, mazenzi kipita inaza daddy. So unaanza kufanyo kitu form 3. Ndiyo, form 2 into committee. Because you see, as you get in, at Alliance, ukiwa rabble, uwezi pata kitu. Unaweza pata tu like junior roles. Then ukingia, form 2, you can get into committees. You can get into entertainment committee, social welfare society, those kinds of things. Then now, house committee in form 3, shadow committee in form 2. Then house committee in form 3, then you can become a prefect. All these things are just to prop you. The process was very rigorous. Again, you also had to be smart. because as a prefect ukifanya hizi vitu zote hakuna shule itaki excuse ati you became a prefect and started failing. So kama ukuwa top 100 ama top 120 iza hawezi kuwa prefect. Kama ulikuwa mchafu hawezi kuwa prefect. Kama you are not like a proper sportsman.
Yes, yes.
Kwisha. Then the and I usually say Alliance High School should just be like an episode yenye wasi tofauti tu wanaiongelea because those people were some of the most evil people you would meet.
The cops now.
The cops. Some of them were kind of good, but the majority of it, because the spirit is, it's a very heavy, controlling, I don't know what it was, but ilikuwa inawapatia superiority ingine, because again, they had a common room, like PCR. As a commoner, you wouldn't walk in front of PCR. You wouldn't nini. And then, how hawakuwa na chapwa na walimu.
So, Alliance watu chapwa?
Alliance watu walikuwa na chapwa. Yes, like Alliance watu walikuwa na chapwa.
Students,
yes,
students
wachapwa na walimu. Yes.
Then Alliance siku upaya lakini msiweji kopi.
Apo tuziwae?
Msiweji. Kwa sisi, we used to achieve whatever we achieved without zero physical violence. That's why I think waso shitukaga sana. Like when I talk about not beating up kids. Eh?
Oh, kids should not be beaten up, bro.
People, watu shitukaga sana. But now, if you see, if a school like Alliance is beating up kids, it makes sense why another school like Rodemeto, you understand, would beat up kids.
Would beat up children, yes, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so I think that's the reason why mimi nimeshtuka. If you'd asked me, niko najua no national school watu huyu chapwa.
So we had teachers who are and at my time there was a very evil guy. He was like a boarding master. He used to be coach for basketball. If you know him, you know him. Mazali alikuwa anaitwa Ndege. If he had vendetta with you, he had vendetta with you.
It's a
like,
teacher.
Yeah. And piga too. Like, it was so bad. And now, mimi na jomili kwa wale wa se, wakorofi tu. Sijui nime hata class. Nime patika na kwa girls school. Tumeenda camp scouts. Nime patika na kwa tendi ya wasichana.
Yeah.
Like, nilikuwa na ingia kwa the worst problem. That was such a PR nightmare for the school. So, yeah, the prefecture is a thing which a lot of people don't talk about. But it was nasty. The prefecture was very nasty. Of course, now, you know, when you look at it, it's very oligarchy. If you think about it, it's very proper, well-defined. Yeah. Again, in terms of structure, show me a school that beats Alliance at structure. Hakuna, unapata Pentagon ni wasewa tano, wanatembea in their trench coats in like style. But then, of course, that's the part you see. But then there's also the sinister part. And you think about it, the prefecture level, unapata maybe 1 year on it were Dunkirk's. The other year on it were Mesau, and then they had like offices, gym talk on a Kremlin, talk on a whatever, like it was those kinds of things.
Just to make copy a few things, what's the underbelly of Starehe? I actually feel like Starehe does not have anything that, the only judgment nishaya we are Starehe, is saying that Griffin, for someone who educated a lot of teenagers, knew very little about teenagehood.
Right.
And my argument is always, you can never judge a man's character by the kid they are as a teenager.
That's the thing.
So I mean, like if I'm 16, 17, 18 and I'm a rebel, that has nothing to do with what I'll become as an adult.
Absolutely.
Me, if someone was to go through my Starehe record,
they'd
think I'm a cocaine, weed, whatever addict.
Absolutely.
But that's not the man I turned into. So that's the one thing Musemaga was not perfect about the school. But apart from that, I'd basically say, it's a perfect school.
That's not even for Starehe alone. It's just for society generally. Even right now, someone's just like, oh, sijui in high school. I'm like, the person, if you met me last month and today, I'm a totally different man.
Yes.
Last month, I was sijui a suicidal piece of shit. Right now.
Yeah.
Katikati ya maandamano, kuna msataka mapo na yowu ye. And I'm like, ah, brother, sister, the time, Peter.
Yes.
Yeah. So I get, I totally get what you mean. Yeah, and to think that was even over a decade ago in high school, so I'm like,
Because majuzi nimeona, was it Rihanna? Nani, not Rihanna, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Was saying that people judge him for stuff he did at 17 years. And I was like, for 17. Like, yes, it's
bad. He was a baby, bro. Rihanna,
but he was 17, you know. And most probably he'd grown up around your macho attitude,
Also propping up a child at 17 as a global celebrity, you're bound to, it's bound to get into your head.
Absolutely. Me when ishtua sana juu ya Alliance, me unajua, I see the way munakuwaga proud of your school, and I never thought mkona yo level ya kuchapwa, like now
ilikuwa, and it just the way, you know, and I have my theories about Starehe, because what the guys I've seen from Starch, In the same way you can theorize about, let me theorize kidogo about starch.
Yeah.
Starcherian doesn't know what to do with you if they are not helping you.
Okay.
Wow. If you outgrow a Starcherian's help, you become useless to them.
Oh, damn.
That's my analysis of what I've seen from starch guys. It could, like, whatever. It could get me some flack.
I understand.
It's just the same way girls of quartet are going to sit through nonsense. There are stairs, like, I don't know, chicks went to Loreto Limuru, wanakuanga. If you're trying to get anything to do long term or permanent, it could be good or bad, because they also withstand a lot of BS. Just from what I've seen, chicks from quartet are just like that. And it's, I don't know what, it's because we never really talked honestly about the high schools we went to, because eventually the good memories are, maybe it's a human thing that the good memories will always overshadow
the bad.
Because remember, that's one thing. And for me, I feel like the prefecture, I'm the one who suffered one of the worst brands of the prefecture. Kabisa, kabisa, year in, year out, apart from when I was in Form 1, because I had like friends in Form 4 who are cops. But also, if I were to talk about abuse, if I were to talk about being framed, if I were to talk about, and not to say that I was a saint, I was also a rebel, yes. But if I were to think about people who structurally ruined me in my teenagehood, it's a prefecture. But then again, you look at the tradition. We used to have hymn services. We used to have carol services. We used to have so many beautiful things that overshadow the bad.
Because even that thing that used to have your entertainment, we used to have that on Saturdays. Nimekwambia tulikuwa tuna copy. But sisi now we didn't have the freedom of choosing. But ile meleteo. Some Saturdays it would skip. Tulikuwa tuna have kwa place inaitwa assembly hall. So we had the assembly hall and we had the chapel. So the chapel was for, if Catholics are using the assembly hall, Leoni, so the chapel would
Leo, like Iwiki, a substitute.
So ni kuomba ilikuwa?
Hapana, sisi kuomba specifically chapel, mani kila mtu apart from Muslim society, which goes on to their own designated place. But we had a very elaborate system for prayer and singing. And that's why I'm like, that sets you up as a Pasharian, because one, you're, when you're exposed to hymn, hymns, like, it has very good text. We're fairly lyrical. And the routine is also a bit modified. Entertainment never skip. Hakukua tena sijui kuna siku kitu imefanyika, kuna entertain. Never. But then also Saturday we had that, but then there's people who thought, you know, that's worldly. There was a CU movie. So you could have entertainment again on Sunday. But then you watch things like,
saw your mic.
On Sunday now you could have like a thing where you have like a CU thing where you would watch these Christian movies or animations, fairly innocent things. So the chapel was just the chapel.
Mkona CU.
Ilikuwa proper. And the chapel, you used to sit in a very specific ways. The choir sat here, form four sat here, then you sat in houses, let me say, up to the gallery, those kinds of things. And then we'd have hymn practices. So amidst everything that was happening, it's very easy to find the really, very positive things in terms of culture that you would find at Alliance. And when I look at the Alliance High School, I see Kenya, because you could see the division in society. You could see the way people could cut deals for you to even get into certain committees. Because remember, Ukiwa Form 3, one of my desk mates was SWS chair. It's like
SWS means?
Social Welfare Society. So kitu yenye ilikuwa inadu, kama unatoka sijui mbali, unaandikisha jina yako kwa paper, amount of fare you need, alafu una submit your paper, alafu mwanaitiwa do. Anasema, hey, profit, maybe I'll make 50,000.
So nile do, sasa ime donatiwa na kina Jonjo. Like,
unaza sema, evil, but also they used to go and fundraise. They would ask a parent who had money, please give us some money for needy students, nini. Alafu wanajilipa. And then they also did business. In school, they had a canteen. Scouts also had a canteen. So during entertainment, like watu mnaka hivi, you'd buy pin pops, hot dogs, soda, those kinds of things. So again, you see how enterprising people can be. You see these are what you can do. You see how innovative other people can do. There's a game we were developing with a pal of mine. Shout out, tulijikuta kwa the same mental institution recently. And he's the first guy who put me up on the idea of developing a game. And he was like, let's find music for this game and those kinds of things. So you would see innovation, but then you could also see how systemically things could work or could not work.
Because
you would have like a person, like a school captain, who would go to play golf. Saturday morning, he would have a meeting with the principal to update him on what the general feeling of the school is, what the students are feeling like. And the school captain was this, you know, like snowflake akuwa naongea sana ulikuwa unamwona tu, it's like the queen of England if you think about it because and then the deputy was a polar opposite, he was this macho rough guy, so this guy was a velvet glove and this guy was a fist of iron. So if you think about it culturally, you see also very rooted in a very colonial sort of organization, but it was organization nonetheless. So if you look at it structurally, if you reflect upon it, it looks beautiful. There's people who hate, but I feel like people hate on a thing which they do not know. Bush was a whole culture. It was
I've never thought Wasu hate Bush, because I think Alliance is a school that's looked up to. I think Wasu
the Busharians
hate the fact that you always talk about it, but sometimes when you're giving a story you have to mention the school. So like when we started the podcast, we talk about schools.
Yeah.
So I'd talk about my school.
Yeah,
not because I went there.
Yes.
Because me ukienda kwa record zangu, I was not the typical starry student.
Right.
Najua, I feel like if you have that artist born in you, you're going to be naturally
Kabisa, rebellious. Rebel. Yeah.
Utakuwa rebellious. Yeah. So the fact that art meant something to me.
Yes.
I was rebellious.
I wasn't the typical AHS student.
So I think kuna hiyo. So kuna sofikiria tunabonga joy stories. It's because if you're trying to give the story. But me on a random conversation, ati yo Elon Musk ameenda kwa mbaya
to starry. But you know, if you think about it, think about innovation. If somebody tells me there's something happening in radio, kuna msali develop kitu about radio to form one.
Yeah.
Vitu watu walikuwa wanafanya during junior achievers, when someone is saying they're going camping, a lot of the camps I went to organize within the school. If someone talks about sijui love triangles, tulikuwa tunaona wasee mazee wanakatiana, unaona msee anakatia, this whole sijui sugar mommy mubaba mama thing, we saw it in high school.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of stuff that's enmeshed during your formative years, because remember also that's the time when
you're
getting a conceptualization of the world. Hey bro, there's so many Bush stories you can't even start to finish, because you know that's where you double with your spirituality. Unakaa hivi una realize you gonna rock and roll, you want to be a goth or a or an atheist or a satanist, whatever it is that the ubiquitous or the erratic idea is unachokio kitu. So for me, and these are things which, because human beings are collections of stories, unakaanga hivi chini uko like umeongelea tu kidogo, you could pick up stories for that place the whole time.
So how do you end up getting expelled from Alliance?
Yeah, so for me,
mimi niko nafikiria go limalizia Alliance, so ishu kama juzi
limalizia Maranda High School, and it was a collection of things. Again, now this is now that underbelly for kulikuwa pia na a lot of envy and a lot of hate and and a lot of bringing crab in a bucket mentality where someone felt like for them to rise they had to make an example of someone.
Yes.
As a rebellious art student, unapata, first of all, even part of the trouble I got into, I never really took my academics seriously.
Yes.
This one my late teacher of English, Mrs. Mareta, once told my dad during a PTA meeting, your child does not pass because he studies, he passes because he's talented. So mimi nikisoma hiyo kitu nilikuwa nimeshika, unapata tuko, this one time they did an inspection, tuko form 3, tuko ama form 2 third term, na notes zangu ziko form 1. Nilikuwa na kaivi class najifanya naandika, but I was daydreaming the whole time. So I went on a series of suspensions, and I never even actually got expelled. I got suspended indefinitely, in the sense that I was told, we will call you.
Ulikuwa umedu nini by this time?
So by this particular time when I'm leaving, I was accused of so many things, and there's so many things were also happening. So in high school, there used to be wale wasewarui, the things which people used to hate in boys' schools. Wasewarui, and people who, like gay people.
Yeah.
Those were one of the things which, two of the main things that would get you into trouble.
Yeah.
Apart from, of course, you just performing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the time, mimi sasa nilijikuta in the middle of this thing, because consistently if you looked at the heartbeat of a term, you would find that at a particular point there usually used to be a time when people would go for suspension. You would tell it's usually around this time,
okay,
kwa shida, that's the time that you would get into.
Hey,
by the time the case was being built, the prefecture was making that case, hey bro, it was a collection of so many things. But then ilikuwa tu, I couldn't really explain it.
Yes.
Because umetokea, and remember pia nilikuwa rada ya huyu boarding master. And nilikuwa nakwambia, and he was like, I'll use you as an example. They used to have those teachers who would beef with 14 year olds. And I thought it was really wild, if I think about it.
When
you
think about
in your 40s, right, maze, you're beefing with a 9 year old. And I feel like, so that's where a lot of, like all these weird stories, I hear a lot of outrageous stories come out. And I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, you can't really beat it.
Mm.
Because after all, it was an amalgamation of things. Sijuyo, Pato was told I'd stolen 95 sandwiches and sijuyo how many liters of juice, because we used to have socials with Alliance girls. I stole that from the house committee to go and enjoy with my girlfriends. Also, sijuyo had written a diss mail and was supposed to go and wash pigs at the Alliance girls farm. I was not participating academically. Then now I feel now after with those, because also there was also a part of people who had been in need for this whole gay story.
What used to happen, because one of the things, at least nezasema start square scare a gay scandal, the only thing I came to laugh, because now it was funny, but I was when someone said that some dude we used to go to high school with was gay. But not a sodomite, because sodomite is a rapist.
Yes, yes.
So this guy used to be taller than CC. Na everywhere ukienda, alikuwa anakaa mtu anakushika. But before your time, kusaizi nasema there's a heightened level of homophobia. So before your time,
I wouldn't call it heightened. I feel like imeshuka hata.
Yeah, because akile na feel ni kama your time ilikuwa unajua wasowaocha wakikuja na
even hold hands, watamkitembea.
Yeah, watashikana mikono. So we never thought about it. But this dude never used to shower. So akikushika hivi afu mrefu. Kukua. So unajua baadaye msa kisema ati, anajua nani alikuwa, niko like zi, wanaumse. I'm assuming atakuwa.
So a lot of it, Bushirans were very woke. And so in terms of terminology, because I've never had a problem with that. I also, if there's one thing I really hated, I've always hated bullies my whole life.
Yes.
And they used to bully, a lot of these people who came from families which had only sisters.
Yeah.
And immediately, you start walking funny, soft voice. They call you. I hated that shit to the bone.
Like,
it's one of the things where, because I had a short stint as a prefect when I went to Maranda. Part of the people who are like have a bone with me are people who are bullies. Mazee nikisikia ati umebully form one. Ama umebully tu mtu. I never take it. Yeah. I never take bully because I'm a victim.
Yeah.
Part of one of my greatest undoings in life, I feel like, because I was bullied. But also, you know, there's that part where it just feels like there's people who also kind of, you know, made advances, like older students, because the moment you declare your stances, people now box you and those kinds of things.
Okay.
So I feel like that's part of it. And also it doesn't help that. So I think coming from my childhood, after whatever happened, I used to walk in my sleep, talk in my sleep. Whenever I'm stressed nowadays, I talk in my sleep and I used to pee in my sleep. Bro, these are the worst combinations for you to have. And I remember one time I had a very, 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 very horrible situation where, and this is a thing, like nile mbaya that I used to be prayed for, where I nini, a person who sleepwalks is called a what? Somnimbulist, yes. And I walked and I went back to the wrong cube. Bro, that story became such a horrible thing. It's just that the guys of that, I think the guy who found me, because it became a story, scandal, people started whispering. And I remember now when the teacher, this is a teacher again, who always wanted to send me home. Now when the story gets there and it's your house master and the people of the cube, I think someone saw me. And I remember because when I woke up, I started saying, I'm so sorry. But it's also a thing that was so bad for me as a child that wase walikuwa wananiombea. It's the same as, like, I've always had trouble sleeping, not actually sleeping, but I sleep at the slightest convenience or inconvenience. Okay, yeah. And attended 5 minutes, I'll pass out or whatever. So it's one of those two things where it just, the cards that were dealt also just didn't look good. But of course, these are things which fade out with time whatnot. So it was a whole thing. And at the time, people need, an example needed to be made of the of students.
So the sleepwalking ended. Like right now, you don't sleepwalk?
I don't sleepwalk.
In Nairobi, it's dangerous, eh?
Yeah, bro, I don't sleepwalk. But I still kind of move. I still move a lot in my sleep. And but that's when I'm highly stressed.
Mm.
Yeah, when I'm stressed, it's that, or when I speak or speaking.
Mm.
It's just one of those two things, which I don't know. I think it was just because high school was a highly stressful environment also for me. But also stemming from childhood, at some point I had to pay the price.
Yeah.
I think from the things I had endured in my childhood, at some point I had to pay the price, and I think I paid the price in high school. That's what it was. So for me, whatever I hear people's GEO spin stories, I'm like, absolutely. Because I've lived such a pretty eventful life.
Niaje, uni Rapture Scientist hapa hivi live and director. Kabla show yendele, remember Row 1 and Cut 3, Rapture the Scientist, Row 1 and Cut 3, sa iko live, pale hivi iko nini.live, ingia pale ni only 500 shillings.
Kusi story of sleepwalking, the reason why I'm asking you is Richie of Matata, you know the group, eh? So he has that problem, and he told us a story of, like, by the time tuko tunafanya interview, he just healed because he was sleepwalking, then akaanguka, and he hurt himself so badly. And when I think of Nairobi, I think of, let's say you're sleepwalking and you live on 12th
floor. Yeah.
You know how dangerous that is?
For my entire teenagehood, I couldn't sleep because nilikuwa nalala, naamka, naanguka. Yeah. Like, see? I had to be, and home, because you know home people are kind. Watasikia kelele, they guide you back to the room. And sometimes you don't even wake up. Yeah, it's just uko ndani tu umelala nini, they take you back and, oh, sorry, nini. Then you thrust into high school. These are not things which people ask. Do you have any conditions and whatnot? No. So unafika yo place, maze, you just pray. I pray it's not serious. So sometimes likuwa najipata nje for a while. Alafu maze, time plan is juni meenda nikaka kwa school van. Nikashtukia tu mazeni 4 a.m.
Uni, Alliance.
Hey. Like, it used to be one of those two really things where I was just like, hey, bro, I really just hope it never happens. Of course, like, that hurting, me, I never really had a problem with that getting hurt because nikuwa like utapona. But what would people say?
Yeah,
that thing, iyo kitu yenye wasata sema maze, ilikuwa inanisumbua. You know, as a teenager, that used to be one of my biggest questions. I wanted to preserve these optics. But,
yeah. So, and the peeing problem, what happened?
So the peeing problem, also a lot of these things
kwa deck ya chini,
because at some point nilikuwa kwa deck ya juu, but now I'd pee and my mind, so me sikuwa nafikiria hizo vitu zenye unaotanga ati unaota unajikuta choo, my mind like played even more complex tricks and I would mean it. So it
you just whip
unashtukia tu yani tu umenyora ilikuwa kitu ilikuwa vitu creative ilikuwa pata ndoto creative sana ama like the panic the times it felt like it was either I sleepwalk or I pee on myself but ilipotea somehow ilipotea high school I can't explain that's why I'm like I don't know if it was even my sleeping problem because I at some point even when I was in form 4 I used to sleep so much teachers stopped beating me for sleeping yeah wakasema please take your son he needs to be checked sijui ya daktari akakana akasema sijui he has a warts in the lobe whatever but a lot of it I think it was just the stress of it all because it's never happened it never happened to me afterwards
okay yeah okay. So umexpeliwa you stay out for some time
yeah I stay out for
like a year
close to a year
and then ukiingia Maranda you go so straight to form
3 no I get form 3 that time yeah
okay.
So like form 3 third term we did third term things and then now form 4 and then graduated
okay so form 3 third term that means uku bino ulkome toka which term
you term toka first term
first term
form 4
bush oh okay okay so which year is this
2014 yeah
so 2014
yote niko nje then end of 2014 I get into form 3 third term and then 2015 I do form 4.
Oh, so also we'll talk 2014.
Yeah, so Bush mini class of 14, okay, Miranda mini class of 15.
Class 15. Okay. So how's Miranda? Because Miranda mi unajua for a very long time I didn't know this school till was it a few years back?
Nilipata like Okararua Alliance, Okararua Alliance sasa.
Yeah.
Alliance girls wakaanza kujiita Miranda girls. That thing hurt as a good one. Sasa nikaenda huko. It was a great equalizer in the sense that sasa hiyo ilikuwa high school. Yeah, so kila mtu alikuwa equal, all of us shaved balds, even there's clips of me doing great debaters na kaki, naka BN. Okay, sky BN because kuna do but yeah, naka BN. Anyway, so yeah, and the uniform was standard. Cops maybe wore like a different sweater only. It wasn't too privileged and whatnot. Of course, every school has those ninis because cops behave almost the same. It's just the range. It's just the, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, so I get
is here. Is there physical punishment in Maranda?
Yes. teachers still whoop you. There's physical punishment in more schools than people are willing to admit.
Mi
nakanga hivi chini, and my logic has always been no child, this is a hill I'm willing to die on. No child, apart from Ruto must go, no child deserves to be punished physically. Kwa sababu kama mimi uwezi nipiga na mimi ukiniambia hey, kazi usichelewe na nitachelewa tena kesho, atoi who comes here and it's like they've spent 2 years wanaangalia hii screen wanasema na mbona ninajiona hapo ndani anaivuta inaanguka chini. What makes you think that beating this child is the next? And I usually feel like beating children comes from a point of scarcity and lack of control, because if Atoi, for example, if Atoi, for example, comes and pours this water, utamchapa, utako like, oh baby, please don't do that, because you can get another one. But ukiwa pale kwa keja, umwage mafuta ta ya 30 bo.
The beating.
Utachapo kwa sababu mzazi ya kufrustrated, ako like, what do you mean? I'm not justifying it, but I see it. Because now I saw it when my niece came, because I always wanted to, I think nimeharibu, but sijaribu, my niece. I wanted to sustain the rumor that I have to ease and whatever. super cool. She came to my house and she was still kind of afraid of that, of being beaten. Ambia, nobody chapas toto in my house. And when you do anything, you just say the truth. Because, you know, kushago, like maybe the teachers still believe you kitu inaitangwa discipline. So it's one of those things that very many schools where children were beaten than people care to admit.
Like me, mtoto wangu alitoka a certain private school hapa tu Nairobi, about asiende kuisema, but anyone who's my friend nashaonaga mtoto wangu amevaa hiyo uniform, and it's because she was being like, there was a teacher, one teacher who used to beat them, and it never used to make sense to me. Because there's a time I talked to that teacher, I was like, puta, like, you know, like, one of the reasons why si wenyewe tumekubali middle class tumekuwa bashed for letting the government get away with bad schools,
right?
So unapeleka mtoto wako private, ndio si chapo unapata mtu ana chapo. So mpaka tuli switch schools zake juu ya hiyo. Like, you can't do that.
Mimi nazuanga vurugu mbaya. I've quit workplaces. Where I saw a boy was autistic. And I was like, oh, sijui, I can't change it. Nini, toe the line. Like, screw you and your employment. Mimi wanazusha. If there's one thing I can't tolerate, bad services. So one time I got into nini, and I'll call you out to that university. I'm coming back for you guys. But whenever I hear, like, oppression, I never take oppression of any sort. Lying down, kabisa.
Kunaizo ujinga. Because what it does, it makes us very timid.
Yes.
I always give the example of nikiwa form 2. We used to do something called voluntary service.
Yes.
So I was, nilienda up nikienda, which place was this? Nairobi Hospital.
Right.
So I remember there was this nurse. She used to be beautiful. After hiyo niko adole. Alafu mimi, unlike wewe ule alikuwa nafikiria masturbation is a problem to me, to
wewe ulikuwa na vilipuzi Baghdad.
So udem, I used to see her and I'd just be scared, but I think she understood that for her beauty and a 16 year old boy, so she understood. But now there was the, I don't know if the head of nurses kanikani mention, so she wrote my report baadaye, alafu kaandika he's very timid. And when I look back, I wonder, why was this teenage boy that timid?
Right.
Alafu nakumbuka, place niko nimetoka, Olympic Estate Primary School.
Yes.
We used to be beaten. Napigwa kama mwizi.
Yes.
And that made it. Alafu, I'm one of the so-called bright students. And still, niko na have days where I'd be whooped kabisa. Right. So much of the time, it creates a certain fear in you, fear of authority, that it follows you all your life. You have no confidence. Like most Kenyans, we have very little confidence.
Yeah, chapwa. If you think about it, that's why we are also bold on social media. Where this,
But tunakuaga hivyo. So kwa social media, we'll talk shit, but in real life, kuna nini. So you kuchapa watu hii, it's a very tricky.
Kabisa, whatever. But also just to be fair, like it was, I'm not even going to defend it. There's no defense. Why watoto walikuwa na chapwa, change it. Don't beat children.
Yes.
Yeah, don't beat kids.
Kuna ile, mu understand ile, like, utapata mtu, kuzoto yu na jopi watalia kapisa. Kuzoto yu nafanyo hivi. but ile unachapa mtu wimba ka ngozi na pasuka.
Mimi nakwanga radical mbaya sasa. Doi unless you're hugging them or just kissing them on the forehead bana.
Yeah.
I don't see.
But me kitu fanya ni in my house kuna kuoga na once in a while this corporal punishment of the kid by the mom. So one of the funniest things that I ever, so it was funny and sad at the same time is I have my Sony, then I got Sony what like headphones.
Yeah.
The noise cancellation in those headphones, it's perfect.
Absolute.
So my kid did something that cause some punish na hizi vitu zingine tunachukua internet, tunachukua what, but we came and felt like she reached a level where this punishment doesn't work. So I had this conversation with her where I was telling her like, you broke my heart. And the reason why I felt that is she went and she bullied her friend. Alafu najua there is that digital footprint where unakosana na mtu yangu like, I don't even care, you can go to hell.
Yeah.
No, this is your friend. Yes. You can't tell your friend this. So, you know, you don't want your kid to be a bully.
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, I was so disappointed. Alafu najua madhaki alikuwa shamuon. Never bully another kid. Because kuna time ame bully mtu mwingine.
Yeah.
Still. So now, when the mom decided she was going to use violence on her, I had to just walk. Because as a girl dad, it's so hard to see you like a little girl.
Kabisa, kabisa.
So it was not at the extreme punishment.
Again, the Nigerian family is also very dynamic.
Yeah, but it in her heart, but I also needed her to know, like, you know, this one person who always protects you, your dad.
Yes.
He's so disappointed in you bullying another kid.
Yeah.
That because you have to correct this before she's a teenager.
Kabisa, kabisa, before it becomes a norm.
Teenager.
Sasa ataingia jela sasa.
When I'm lose. Alafu you're bullying, because to me, you're bullying ya kid to kid. Because I feel like this new generation will do that because they watch a lot of foreign stuff.
Right, right.
Exposed to the foreign shit.
Yeah.
Sisi unajua bullying tukot najua, maybe utaipata chuo, but utaipata. So that, But, so, kuna... Maranda, so Maranda sema ulikuwa prefect. How do you end up a prefect after so,
Maranda, first of all, was a miracle. Because my dad didn't have money.
Yeah.
And when he was coming back, we wanted to like have my books and whatnot. Somebody stole the box. He was going to look for a school called Segero. He was trying to look for a day school up in Kisumu called Lions or whatever, where I could just do French and whatever. But then, yeah, they tried looking for Kisumu boys. And then somehow just Maranda, he went to Maranda once. And he talked to those people. He showed them my report cards.
Yeah.
Showed them the nini from the school.
Mm.
Yeah, because we just told the school, just fine. Clearly, he's not coming back. So just, I had my report forms. You know, like, can you guys give us a recommendation letter and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were very honest in the thing.
Mm.
So when they looked at it, the principal, I think, looked at it. He was just like, fine, I'll admit him.
Mm.
Yeah, so I got admitted. And then... Now I became a prefect through the entertainment side. Like I was one of the nini prefects because we wanted to have like a journalism club and we were talking about the things and I brought music because Maranda didn't have music when I joined. So the band, they had band instruments but nobody knew how to play. So I go in there, set up a band, those kinds of things, and so that's how I end up shining. And I was nini the prefect.
So ukatoka Maranda
2015.
Yes. So took ulikuwa nenda kustudy
finance, but finance. I was gonna do law, but there's a pal of mine who told me, hey listen, the way you're coming, it looks as though you are not gonna have the discipline for law. And he told me one of our friends studied the law and he's not practicing. You look like you're too into this music thing, take an easier course which can allow you to pursue. And I thought he was just being jealous, but man, I'm so grateful for that advice because I did an easy course. I did finance, nilikuwa naingia shule na cruise naenda nafanya music nini narudi nafanya. So I'm very grateful for that. So I went and did that, and did on the side also just did some of his small factories.
Nataka tutabonga juu ya now the mental stuff. But it's interesting, Sanu, the way I said, like, you always have these two quotables.
Yeah.
So when I was watching you and Jagero, you said something interesting.
Yeah.
He said, porn accepts you.
Like, right. Shit, no, it does.
That's profound.
It does, brother.
Yeah.
It does. So that happens apo katikati ya Bush na Maranda, where you're allowed to curate your perfect human being. You go and look for exactly what it is. And of course, it gets more grotesque as you get absorbed. And you know what? A porn addiction really is... a lack of fulfillment. Because that's the only time.
What would you classify as an addiction? Because I always say that a lot of stuff we think the addiction. And the reason why I'm saying that, like on the Monday episode of a show Sufana into the weekend update. Also, as I watch, it's me, Rapture, and Ian.
Yeah.
And you are talking about an Algerian footballer.
Yeah.
Who's been caught twice.
Yeah.
Masturbating in public. So I'm like, that guy is addicted. Mtu yote ule ufanya hiki tu kwa nyumba before alale.
Yeah.
To me, that's not an addiction. That's someone who's just trying to
cool take off, the bluff, best, you know.
The best Puritan in the world.
Yes, no, for sure. For sure.
To knock you out. So, why, what would you classify as an addiction? Because an addiction would be like, excuse me, teacher, I need to go use the bathroom. Then unaenda kwa bathroom, unachapa
mwana.
Alafu unatoka, unarudi kwa class.
Because porn is dangerous. Yeah. That's the only way I would, like, I have no problem with masturbation, bro.
Yeah,
beat your meat, maze. Record time ni 42, so 41.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 after 42
times. Like, now we know, now we know, gentlemen, ni 41.
Yeah,
so, yeah, 41 keep, for, like, yeah, and be safe. Wanasemanga, it will deplete your zinc, kula popcorn, yay.
Yeah.
I have no problem at all, at all.
Yeah.
But porn is dangerous in the sense that, one, it's, you have unfettered access to all sorts of categories. You know, the industry is built off of the exploitation of children and women.
Yeah, yeah.
Those kinds of things. It's a propagation. That's why I can't equate it to, because also people say, but women also are addicted to erotic literature.
Yes.
The literature, the cost of the literature is lower than the cost of the vice. So that's why I would classify porn just the same way you would say, but I'm a functional alcoholic. We call functional alcoholics addicts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only category where I'm like, it kind of impairs whatever it is that you do. And it seems like it's innocent. It's your on your own. But then the demand for more harder, no pun intended, like that, that's what I would say. And for some people, it even gets to the point where they start paying for it. And so it's, and you know what the science behind it, what it does to your brain and whatnot. So that's why I would classify it as one of the things people could be addicted to. Because also shaking off the habit is hard unless you're walking into things that give you a lot of purpose and satisfaction. And where may have been lucky, I have like very different avenues, but I know for so many people it's not, it's coupled with all the vices, you know, the vices we have, the smokes, the drinks, the what, it's all enmeshed in there. It's just that if you compare the level, this one is lower, but for a conservative person, is this the only thing you're doing? Then that that becomes becomes problematic.
So Vlensema, like with the way you use terms, so time niliona kiambianani, at some point I had suicidal ideation. Kizungu. Kizungu
simjo mochetu.
Yes. So in mental health struggles, at what point did you realize that, you know what, maybe I have a problem? Because I don't think it's something that anyone accepts. And for me, the reason why I'm saying this is before I sat here with Ecstatic, I didn't know about something called intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Because intrusive thoughts are the times where very crazy ideas come to your mind.
Right, right.
And part of my intrusive thoughts were going into the call of the void. You know the call of the void?
Yes, kabisa.
That so
keeps on calling everybody.
Yes.
Mm.
So for me, I hate tall buildings. I see beautiful places that I can never live in.
Yes.
Because they have tall buildings.
But like eat and eat as kumoja.
More than the call of the void. Kwa utwaji, the call of the void is where if you're in a tall building, you feel like jumping.
Yeah.
And so I avoid that. Yeah. Ata wife akiniambia, guys, you could come pick me up at the office.
Yeah.
I don't like that. More than I'll just wait for you downstairs. Kujra, I don't want to deal with that shit where I have to walk kwa wall because no go back.
Yes.
Yeah. So to me, you're kuchizi. The fact that when I realized it's not only me who has it, I was like, oh shit, kumbe.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
So at what point do you know that ikitu ni shida?
At the point where, and that's also the same point I started getting suspensions. Yeah, I think it was just catching up with me where now I started like wanting to commit suicide. I wanted to sell my soul to the devil. I wanted the life, this life thing to end. Okay. And every single time I got into trouble, I felt like that was a cry for help. Hey, mazesi jui, kuna kitu na cheese, staki kuishi, staki kuishi. And in bush, I attempted very many times. It's just that the most notable one is when now I tried it in the school hall, but I was consistently trying to see jui, chemicals, jui, nini. Ugona
du nini?
Lab, kuchanganya, changanya vitu, kunywa, na upita nini, so naenda. But also, we had a very highly functional sanitarium. Kujikata, alafu kusema, it was an accident, but now targeting things where I would bleed kabisa kabisa. Getting to, it was a lot, man. It was a lot as a high schooler.
So this would happen ulianza uni ukiwa
Alliance.
Alliance.
Yes.
So by the time uko Maranda, because such a thing can't take a pose. He stays with
you. Yeah, now so when Maranda, when I'm in Maranda also now, it was, you know, it was guilt and gratitude.
Mm.
So he literally a kiasi, because I even said, please never visit me and I'm never coming back home for the holidays in Form 4.
Mm.
Yeah, because I felt like this is my retribution, it's my jail experience, and I also wanted to acquire myself academically.
Mm.
So it kind of had a bit of a pause.
Mm.
But yeah, then now it goes back. There was also always those kinds of ideas, but at that time, for that particular year, there was the expectation, people are saying, they're looking at you as this bush guy, what are you? So I had to insulate myself. So I couldn't slip up. Yeah. So after that, the now getting into Campo, go back into freedom, and now you go back into default settings. And now it comes back, kabisa, every once in a while. So do you want to, that Call of the Void thing, I want to stab myself, I'm cutting, or I'm going on like a serious sexual rampage, those kinds of things. Then so I think it properly came back when I was in campus. But every once in a while you take a break, now you go into, you know, like more manic things, like vying for things, or like learning how to be, I became a biker in campus and whatnot. Yeah, so like those kinds of things, just the things that kept me alive. But yeah, I saw it, I saw my struggle with my mental health. I've always seen it, where there would be months when I'd be low, months when I'm high, until I finally got that diagnosis.
Because there's this infamous time where you end up being taken to a hospital.
Yeah.
This, which year?
Last year.
Well, last year?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, yeah. Which month?
Last year, October.
You ni majuzi.
Jana tu, yeah.
Less than a year. So what happened? What was different this time? Paka mtu akafeel ni kama una need kwenda hosi?
It's the first time it was very serious. I started walking around in shorts. One time I was found in town naked.
Naked dile?
Yeah, like even a crowd was charging. They almost beat
Uchi
me
up, man. Mnyama? Uchi wa mnyama?
No. But I'd thrown off most of my clothes. I think I was just in my boxers. And so it's a friend of mine who found me and took me now to like a institution. And then some guy on TikTok was like, hey, bro, I saw somebody like you. Nini. And also, it's a medication I'd been given that had really just rushed me outside.
Okay, because you want to answer now, before the medication, like what pushed you to get help?
I'd attempted because 2023 was also really rough. I was coming out of 2022 was very eventful. I'm doing things, I got my dream job, and then I'm doing a fellowship which Beyonce is paying for, in Tyler Perry.
What was that?
It was a fellowship called Global Citizen.
I
ran for a year, and it's a paid fellowship between South Africa, Nigeria and Kenya, five per country. Do fun projects, trying to, what you're actually doing is storytelling for change, but also, no, that's engage. Like that, because that's the angle I kind of took, but it's trying to find solutions for poverty, sustainable solutions for, so what we did was a period poverty project. That's why I got so mad at Akina Uruoba and Nyamu. But so coming from that year, I burnt out, got to a point where I dreaded doing the things I loved. I would lock myself in the toilet and just cry for entire like 3 hours, and then you go 2 hours, I'm losing my stuff. And like that cheesy, I want to scream internally. It was just very unstable. So I quit my jobs, and you know, also there's no money coming in, those kinds of things. You're just bouncing off of savings. Then there was a heartbreak, but that was kitambo. That was 2022. But now leading into that, you feel as though you lost everything, and then now get into a depressive slump, because it's a thing I'd been struggling with since high school. Yeah, so I'd attempted suicide quite a couple of times, but then this particular one was special, because I wanted to crash my car. That's what it was. So and then now the following moment, I took for morning, I took drugs. Anyone who knows me knows I don't drink smoke or whatever. But yeah, I was found drunk, and I was writing stuff on my social media. So that was very, I don't know why they just decided now take him to hospital, not even you stabilize, go home, befriend this guy now.
I think maybe upon me, but it's a timeline,
because
kuna hii timeline where you are basically naked in town.
That's 2023, the week before I go to hospital, or 2 weeks before. Because remember, I need medication earlier, point, because there were attempts before this very big attempt. There were smaller attempts.
Okay, so that's what. So,
yes.
So you're the one who took yourself.
It's like a girl that's a very good friend of mine, who, and that's why I usually say the only way you survive these things is if you have a very healthy community, man. That she was my ride or die partner, a friend through and through, and she ensured, she even rallied people, said, "Hey, Maze, it's getting this expensive. We know this guy's not working." She took me to hospital on her card, paid for stuff. As I came to find out that she rallied a few people, kind of spearheaded the thing. So then the medication I was put on did the flip thing to my brain. So that's what happened. And then now leading to that, and coupled with that, so people just saw and they were like, "Oh no, but just commit him to a mental institution." Yeah.
So isiku, let's go to specifically
the day I was found in town. So yeah, drunk.
What happens?
Siku ilianza vizuri, and I said I'm not even taking medication because I woke up in a very good mood because you know antidepressants help you to. I was like, I'm a heal. Moments later, I'm selling everything. I want to sell everything. I don't want to be in this country. So you got cigarettes, smoked up, started walking, walked from Sijuko Ngong roadsides into town.
Here time you took fully clothed.
Yeah, fully clothed, but by the time I'm getting to town, I'm naked. And a crowd is building, it's charging, they're saying, "Hey, Sijui, what not? And then now I kind of lost a recollection of what it was until I went to this hospital, Chiromo. And then after that, stayed kidogo, tried again to commit suicide. And then now I think just a combination of these things would have led some people to take me to hospital. But then now to another one. Hidden somewhere called Limuru sides.
I think a friend of mine was taken to a Limuru. And I also talked about it on the podcast. But yake ilikuwa tija substance abuse.
So there's also a lot of substance abuse rehabs. Rehabs are what, level 3 hospitals?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So for substance abuse and mental disturbances. Yeah.
Because yake ilikuwa pia funny because alipelekwa na dame yake. So he had a problem.
Yeah.
But I think he was not willing to admit. Alafu akakosana na dame fulani.
Yeah.
So dame akangoja siku iko high. And she just got people and he was grabbed and taken there. Kutoka ilikuwa hard. There's a famous joke ya Rapture, and I think he needs to do it on a stand-up.
Yeah.
But Rapture were gonna joke ya vile, there's nothing hard than someone who's gotten healed at a mental institution carrying out. Asema like it's the hardest thing because no one will believe you.
Hey, let me tell you. Nilika hapo nikasema mimi natoka, because they told me 3 days. Kasema mimi natoka hapa in a week tops. Kasema, hata sisi tulikuwa tunasema hivyo. Ini day 72. Even because you guys are plucking me, because some of the people did it with bad intentions. They were trying to just sabotage me. When I be a biz at our jelly clients wangu wako like ndari just aje kwa like pesa tutafuta
gani si niko afikiwa kumeacha job ama
nilikuwa na few now? Yes, nilikuwa na few personal client, private clients when hata wako na jelly business home site kwa aje. Like you don't just pluck a person, you don't take them to heal, because you take them to a different environment. Then once the duration ends, they come back to this environment in a worse state. Then now you see, you're just going to be in a loop. In and out of hospital, in and out of hospital. That's what's going to be happening to you. Yeah, so that happened. And so I get into the hospital. This one time, let a vurugu mbaya. I said, mamwezi ndanganya. Eh, neli zusha mbaya. Nikambi, cut off kila mnikambia. If this is what you guys are threatening me with, nikitoka hapa, none of you is ever going to talk to me. And don't you even dare, mazaya, even if it's dying, I'll just die. Yeah, so I,
which dates are they? Ulitoka uko when? Ulingia October?
Ulingia October, nikatoka November.
Like after? 3 weeks?
Yeah, four weeks, yeah.
And then on medication ama?
Yeah, nitoka on medication, but then the medication was very bad.
Because I think you talked about atini, dawa epilepsy.
Yeah, the thing they use is the one for epileptics, and that was on a very high dose. Normally people are given 20 grams of something, 30 grams of something, 50 grams of something. Mainly go on like 300, 500 of something.
So this is supposed to boost which chemical?
Supposed to, because you know it's manic depressive, it's supposed to stabilize. so that you don't have very high highs and very low lows, you're just stable. Yeah, so I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And I was like, I need to figure out alternative ways of living without this thing in my system, because they said, oh, you take it for life. And I'm like, hey, no. And then, you know, also it's guesswork for them, because if it works, then you keep on taking it. If it doesn't, you come, we draw up another plan. So what one a vibe to like, oh, if it works, it works. If it does not, it does not. So yeah, that's actually, it's one of the worst things that I've ever gone through, that the weight of that medication. And especially this doctor didn't give it to me with muscle relaxants. So now I started getting seizures. And so that's very bad. And I started getting like a shake. There's a thing now I have that I never had before. It's just because this doctor was stupid, was like, he was such a shit doctor that he didn't prescribe muscle relaxants.
So, so what do you have?
What are these things called? I'm so detached from, I have such a hatred for my medication. Quetiapine. And I remember.
You still take the medication at a size?
Every once in a while I do.
Yeah,
every once in a while I do. Just to see what it is. Quetiapine and what's this other thing? I remember I met this babe who convinced me to go back to medication. For me, I usually just go, I initiate it this way. Quetiapine, what's the name of this purple, the other purple drug? I forget it. But yeah, so very high dosages, but now in Gambia, not just half the things. It is so bad. It's so embarrassing that I don't know the name of that drug.
No, that was easy.
Yeah, okay. But whatever it is.
Okay.
The worst one I know, the one I hate the most is quetiapine, because quetiapine messes you up. Kabisa, kabisa. I feel like it's the one that turns you into a zombie. Oh, then the other one, I know it's composition, an epilim. That's the name.
Okay. Easy. And then, by nini, ulijipata jako engage? Because you ended up doing Engage is like 6 months ago. That was early this year.
So I've always worked with Engage. I'm the music director. Yes, I'm the music director at Engage. So Engage is a but I never spoke. So but now after those experiences, what Engage does is they push you to be your best version. They don't just take you. Always a to apple while you go. They said, oh yeah, man, you look like you have a story. Would you mind speaking? I was like, oh, yeah, no. And so they called me. So the first one we did during COVID was supposed to be a short thing. It was supposed to just be like an artist introduction.
Yeah.
And I started talking. I played piano kidogo, started talking. Then I just saw the directors do this. So I yapped. Then now the second time, now it was a bit more intentional. Yeah. So we did Engage. So as a speaker, that was, I've done spoken twice on Engage, but I've always been with the organization since 2021.
Okay. So this time, why did you feel like you needed to open up about everything? Were you engaged?
Because I just come from a hospital and I wanted to raise awareness, because what I've always done was talk about mental health ever since I was a child. Even when I'm standing up against bullies and whatnot, I've always been such a huge proponent of good mental wellness and mental health. This, when I volunteer, when I do stuff in church, when I do stuff in uni, that was one of my biggest areas. So when I opened up, I was just like, there could be someone who's struggling. Because when I also, part of what I learned in the hospital is a lot of the people who end up there are people who said, could never be me. I was one of those people who were like, could never be me. So when I ended up there, I just, when I decided to open up, it was, I wanted to encourage a person who's going through a thing but does not know what it could be, or but they think it's just them. So I just wanted to tell them, hey, listen, you could look like this and still go through it. You could be this other person and still go through it.
Oh, but since some medication has to be just this drugs, akutaga like any other.
Of course, kuna hawa to alternative medicine, but medication has to be drugs too.
Yeah, because alternative nasikia, you've heard of the psychedelics.
So
they reset your brain.
Yes. I don't know how true that is. I mean, it could be true. I really believe it could be true, because those kinds of things. But then now that's a portal which I don't think I'm ready to open. But I know, even I've seen people who talk about it.
Because I hear like you're even restrained. You're restrained.
Yes,
because by the time
could run wild. Yes,
but you're going to go through hell. So even like most of the time, that they want the family to stay away.
Yes.
So that you can face your demons. So I'm to come in Kitaku reset. I'd see like my worst fear, which is heightened snakes. So I'd be in tall buildings, maybe being chased by a snake.
Right.
But eventually it resets your brain and you're back to whatever.
Psychedelics for the win. You know, not try to use your psychedelics.
Fun enough, I don't use any drugs.
Me neither.
but nikitu nishai fikiria gaju yake
kwa
nafikia maybe that can solve
right call, I see what you mean.
Of the void, because what I hate about it is the fact that there are things I'll never enjoy. I'll never enjoy just staying on a
helipad huko KCC.
Mateki, like mimi ukitaka kuniweza niambie mwafuto unaweza ishi 50th floor onini free of charge.
Yeah,
there, like itabidi kwenda kutengenezwa grills. Like I watch nani, what's his name, I watch Ombachi. And I'm like, no, I don't want to eat like
Ombachi. Yeah, yeah, like I'd love to enjoy that meal, but iko mbali, kiangusha chapo naona eh,
nikae kwa balcony like my I'd lose my shit. Yeah, so unless
Ombachi rudi Kenya haraka bana,
iko balcony. So that check. And then any I was not planning to ask you this story, but I'll still going to ask. Historia sexual assault.
Yeah.
Are these people that you knew? And have you ever met them?
Well, as I told you, the people I knew. But also, again, it's one of my best and worst traits. I let go of things. And as I mean, my worst enemies. Also because I'm a douchebag as well. So, mimi niliwa samea. Yeah, it's people I knew.
Okay. So now wacha tubongejia one of the things that ilifanya sami nikakujua. That's politics.
Maandamano.
Maandamano. And maandamano ilikuwa interesting because tukona shindwa like, who's this guy who just shows up in a suit?
Yeah.
So, ulienda gani kwanza? Which day did you go?
Zote.
Ulienda ya 18th?
Yeah.
18th was the first one?
Yes.
Okay. So, but now interestingly enough, before that bongejua 18th, ulikuwa nasema that the week before, you'd had the same suicidal
Friday. So there's Friday over here. It was found on a rooftop, 10th floor.
Wapi kwa?